Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dream.
Numerous black American jazz musicians have gone abroad, mostly to Europe, to find better career opportunities and to escape from racism in America. Most of them have moved to Paris, Amsterdam, or Copenhagen since these cities have had a thriving jazz scene. The city of Copenhagen has even renamed several streets after expatriate Americans such as Kenny Drew and Thad Jones. These musicians sometimes came back to the U.S. on invitation for recording sessions. Today's Dr. Jazz Hour will focus on some of these expatriates, but certainly not all. One of the first black musicians to head for Europe was New Orleans-born clarinetist Albert Nicholas, who left the U.S. in 1953 and settled in Paris. Here he is in 1959 playing James P. Johnson's Running Wild. Tenor player Ben Webster lived in London, Amsterdam, and Copenhagen during his last 8 years. Webster recorded Bounce Blues in 1953 with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Pianist Duke Jordan lived his last 28 years in Copenhagen. Here's a piece from his Flight to Jordan album of 1960, titled Squawkin'. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are exploring the jazz of American expatriates on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Singer and guitarist Slim Gaillard settled in London, where he lived his last 8 years. He'll sing Everything's Okay in the UK in his usual humorous style. Pianist Horace Parlin lived on the island of Zealand near Denmark for 40 years. Here's Horace with a trio playing Rodgers and Hart's The Lady is a Tramp in 1960.
Sunshine, even if it's cloudy in the UK. Beautiful UK, OK. Hey, such a beautiful time, oh, time. And then you go over to Brighton Beach, as all the seagulls go floppity 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 bomb, they're waiting round. Need to throw any crumb to them. They have everything they need. Oh, the seagulls in Brighton Beach. And you're okay in the UK. Oh, that's it's a fun place. We love it. It's so nice. Newcastle on the Tyne. If you want some fun, that's not the last. Take a trip to a little town called Bath. Hey, man, they bath all day. Everybody take a bath, a bath, 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 bath. No soap, they bath all day in Bath. What a beauty little town. I like it, Bath Town. Hey, stop in Manchester if you want to have some more fun. Done. That's not too far from Manchester. Good little place if you want to stay cool. I tell you what you do, take a drive to a town they call Liverpool. Is cool, man. You're okay if you're in the UK. Oh, you're okay if you're in the UK. UK, UK. If you wanna get a good meal, go in the middle to Sheffield. They have some good food there. It's all in Sheffield, beautiful town. Cardiff is in Wales, where they say Yarida, Yarida, Yarida. That's in Wales. That's where the prince is. Prince of Wales. You can run over to Exeter, which is not too far. Then you travel north to Scotland, Edinburgh. Oh, it's nice up there, close to Glasgow. Oh, and all of the towns in Scotland. Thistleburg, now that's a little island. Now you take a trip through London, the resident of the Queen, London. Most beautiful palace in the world. I've never saw a palace so beautiful. And when night comes, when they light it up, when the queen is in residence, the flag is up. And when the queen is not there, and then the flag is down. Oh, what a palace, what a beautiful place. The UK, you're okay if you're in the UK. Everything you
Trafalgar Square. Hey, you okay if you're in the UK? You're okay if you're in the UK. Everything stay green there. All you got to do, throw something out the window, it will grow. Yakida, yakida, hey now. But to your health, that means to your health. A nice greeting if they say you're okay in the UK. You're okay in the UK. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and today's focus is on American expatriate jazz musicians. One of the busiest drummers in jazz was Kenny Clarke, who lived in Paris for his last 19 years. While there, he co-led a big band with pianist Francie Boland. Here's that band in 1966 on Last Train to Overbrook. Another expatriate was trumpeter Art Farmer, who moved to Vienna, Austria in 1968. Here's Art with a quintet in 1995 playing Lift Your Spirit High from the album The Meaning of Art. Tenor sax man Don Bias lived in Barcelona, Spain and Amsterdam. Here's Bias in 1945 doing Slammin' Around with Earl Garner on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and Doc West on drums.
Oh,
This last set of music by America's expatriates on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet, who went to Paris in 1950. Here's the Sidney Bechet Quartet in 1947 playing Cole Porter's Love for Sale. Pianist Kenny Drew left the United States for Copenhagen in 1964. He recorded Rodgers and Hart's Do It the Hard Way in 1959 with Wilbur Ware on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.